Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are finishing up the strange death of Captain America with this chapter. So, let's get into the book. So, we get into our last issue, issue 113. This one, we start out with a news crew. I did like this little panel here. It says, special report. It says, the strange death of Captain America, as reported by news team Lee, Steranko, Palmer, and Simic.
And is that the artist, penciler, inker?
Yeah, yeah.
Their camera kind of looks like a ray gun.
Yeah.
And it's CBS.
The CBS logo, yeah. That was their on-the-go camera.
Looks like a Ghostbusters gun.
And they added another bullet hole. There was only three in the last episode on the forehead. Now there's four.
No, because that's a mask.
Oh, in his, good call. In the picture,
In the face mask.
Fucking, you have four bullet holes in the mask and only three in the head.
It's almost like it just doesn't make sense because it's all fake.
Oh!
But no, you're right. I saw that too.
Whoever was pretending to be Captain America was actually wearing a mask.
Yes.
Not just... See, when I read this the first time, I didn't notice that. I thought this was the Captain America... Like, this was the Captain America mask. This was the same mask. But like,
oh! I gotcha.
It was literally like a latex mask.
Yeah, a latex mask and then a mask over top.
Okay.
But, still doesn't make sense because four holes in the Captain America mask, three holes in the Steve Rogers mask. Still, though, the locations of those holes, even if he was wearing a mask, you would still probably be dead.
I would say good call.
Maybe.
Three bullets to the head, it's pretty awful.
It tends to be. It leaves a little bit of a mess.
A little bit of a headache.
Yeah. But this news report is just saying that, you know, they found Captain America's uniform, his helmet, and the mask of what looks like Steve Rogers. Hydra is just having a blast with this. They turn off the TV, Madame Hydra does, and they're all victorious. They're super triumphant.
Can I just say that the entire time I was reading this, I kept picturing Madame Hydra as Kate Blanchett?
Yep.
I mean,
she
looks a lot similar to Hela from the Thor Ragnarok. Yes, I will give you that. It's a skin tie outfit.
No, in the hair. In the hair.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, that's a good...
And it's green.
Yeah, she's very... Well, yeah. She's very green. So we'll go back to... back to the point of what we're talking about here. Madame Hydra is... they have a new master plan in place. Because the last two... One was ruined, the other one was not. So... Mm-hmm. They're trying to get, you know, at least two out of three. And they say that they have a ritual that they have to perform, how they burn the hydrophile of Captain America. And as she's doing this, Viper is reminiscing about how she came to be.
Kind of giving some backstory to her
character. Yeah. And apparently she was living... You know, basically in a nightmare world. Her parents had died in Europe. She escaped with her life, but at a terrible price. Apparently her face was disfigured and permanently scarred. She struggled for survival, living by her wits. No one to guide her, you know, and nothing to care for her. Until she found Hydra and came part of their ranks. And then once Baron Strucker died, she was able to eliminate more higher-ranked people and become Madame Hydra or head of Hydra of this sector.
Right.
Because there's other sectors. Because Hydra has many heads.
If they care so much about like their leaders, though, why would she kill them off when she had the opportunity to? Because then Hydra would be weaker, in a sense.
No, because what's their motto?
Cut off, so
you cut off one head and two more grow back.
So if she kills four people, there should be eight taking exactly. charge instead of just one.
Well, there's other sectors. She's the head of this sector.
Gotcha.
So she was just able to move up that way.
It's weird about her hand, though. Like, what's going on with the hand frame?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand that one either.
Hang on,
so she puts it through glass. I don't...
Unless
I escape the tyranny of
But before
my
that,
mirror.
She's doing like...
She can't look at her reflection, so she's smashing the mirror.
Well, then I also wonder, because I thought she got her face fixed, but we never actually see the right side of her face.
She hides it behind her.
Yeah. Although she's crying with her right eye. I don't know.
It's a good point.
I didn't do my research on this one. You know why? Because the dialogue in this issue sucked. We'll get to that one here, like right now.
Youth approaches. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's good. Jump right into that one. Rick Jones is at Avengers HQ. He has to go talk to the Avengers, let them know what happened. So he goes out there, and you've got Vision, Black Panther, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Thor. And they're wanting Rick to explain what happened to Captain America. The problem is that Rick just can't. He's still dealing with it himself. So they're like, you know, just you're in shock. We'll wait for you to tell us later when you're ready. And he says, you know, you guys have to let Nick Fury know, you know, what's going on. And Thor's like, you know, we'll call him. Rick or Fury was his oldest friend. You know, they knew each other during the war.
How old is Fury? Because if that's the case, then technically he shouldn't be that age during modern time in the movies, in the MCU.
You have to remember when this took place as compared to when the new stuff took place.
This took place in 1969.
It took place, actually in 69. Yeah. So Fury would have been...
He would have been in his 20s during the war.
And would have been more middle age, but Cap is still... Because Cap did get frozen,
yes,
correct?
Yes, he still was frozen.
Just not for 90 years.
Yeah, he was actually frozen for like 20 years.
Right.
Gotcha.
But the other thing is, the Nick Fury here, which is not the Nick Fury we see, it's not Samuel Jackson Fury.
No, this guy's white.
No, this is David Hasselhoff Fury.
Okay.
So we go to the funeral parlor. I have to point out that this is the funeral parlor and that they are having... basically a service. We've got the Avengers bringing in Cap's
casket,
although they know he's not there. They have a
close casket.
A body. The casket in front of you contains a dummy.
Yes. But we also have
Steve's body.
Yeah.
Who's the girl?
That's what I was getting ready to say. That is Sharon Carter.
Oh,
Agent,
okay.
Agent 13.
Yep. Okay.
They were in a relationship at this point. Because Peggy Carter was not a thing. Peggy Carter didn't show up until somewhere in the 2000s, probably around the time the movie happened. And then they retconned that Peggy and Sharon were sisters in the books, I think. And maybe retconned it to be aunts and niece. Kind of like what they did with the movies. I looked into it one time. I can't remember off the top of my head now exactly. But so they're actually having a service for Cap, and all these people are here. Fury's giving a rousing tribute, mm-hmm. but he's honoring the man, even though the body is not there. They're honoring Captain America. Rick Jones is being a whiny little bitch. But he
can't keep acting like this. Yeah.
But he knows he has to go to the chapel. And he's like, no matter how much it hurts. So he knows he has to go. So he decides he's going to go. We go back to the funeral parlor, where the Avengers are at, the honoring Cap. Fury sees something in the casket. And it is a piece of paper with a Hydra symbol on it. So why he goes to reach for it, I don't know. But I love it because the minute he touches it, all of this gas comes out, knocking every single Avenger out, including that android.
So can Vision be affected by that?
He shouldn't be.
Right.
That's why I was
confused.
There's
no way he should have been.
I said that he doesn't have a normal body.
Nope. Now I know at this time in the Avengers issues, I have to double check, but I think it's literally, he just got introduced in the Avengers two or three issues prior. And it shows that he is a synthezoid, which he's not. He's not really an android, but he's not really human. He's right. A combination of both.
Yeah.
So he's... I would almost assume that it's all more mind over matter to him. Like, he sees the gas, and it just clicks in his head that it's... poisonous or a knockout gas, when in reality, all he had to be like, oh, I'm going to phase through this,
yeah,
because it's not going to affect me.
Right.
But it knocks all of the Avengers out, and then all of the guests that... What I don't understand is, how did the Avengers not recognize any of these people? Right. Like, I understand that Cap was a superhero, and everybody wants to pay their respects, but they didn't recognize one... Like, they see all these people, they didn't recognize anybody whatsoever. And it's like, okay, this is fine.
Yeah.
Because it's revealed that the whole guest list was all Hydra agents, and they take the knocked out Avengers and are putting them in coffins to be transported somewhere else.
Why coffins?
Because they gotta bury them.
But they're not dead.
Yeah, but have you ever been buried alive?
But they're pretty strong, right? I mean, Thor could just poof.
In theory. And Vision could just phase through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Plus Iron Man and his iron suit could just bash through it, too.
I mean, the only people that would be dead would be, for sure, Hawkeye, because he sucks.
Oh. And Fury, because...
But just down in the next frame, Rick says those bins.
Yes. I wanted to point that out, because when I was reading this at work, I like covered everything up, and I'm like, hey, Nick, what is that right there? He's like, just by looks, it looks like a coffin.
It's a coffin.
It's like the fact that Rick Jones can't...
That's a bin.
Yeah, it's just a bin.
Rick, go home. You're stupid.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
But so Rick decides that he's going to... because he sees the Hydra agents loading up these bins into this car. So he decides to follow. And by following, he jumps on the back of the car.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to follow.
Kind of like the kid from Dick Tracy.
Yeah. No, I get it. But as soon as he gets into the cemetery, he's like, oh, they stopped. I should take cover. You're on the back of a car. I think you're fine.
How'd they fit all the bins in that car?
It's pretty impressive.
Because there was, what, six bins?
Yeah.
Six coffins?
A big men.
Yeah. But they get to the cemetery. Rick is... Oh, he even questions, what if the Avengers are in those bins?
Like, or coffins?
Because they are at a cemetery, going to a bunch of open ground.
What are they going to do? Are they going to bury them?
Yeah.
Genius.
But he decides that he needs to go help out. But before he can do that, a Hydra agent sees him and says, you know, you're not going to do anything else.
Sometimes they make the letters bold and it doesn't make any sense.
You'll wait unless you want to get
now.
Yeah. Yeah, it...
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. But just in their purview, we see Captain America riding a motorcycle, also destroying a...
Headstone.
Good job, Cap.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a jerk. But all these Hydra agents are, you know, surprised and shocked, and they are shooting at him. And, of course, Cap is dodging and doing his thing. And he yells at Rick to move, to get going. And the Hydra agent that was holding
He's Rick, tricked us somehow.
His face is just like, ooh. So it's like pretty derpy. Rick punches him out. And Madame Hydra is just, she's fed up. She's like, get these guys, go destroy them. And then we see this awesome panel. Super, I really do like this picture.
Super though. Cool.
Yeah, of Cap holding up a Hydra agent above his head. All these guns are firing around him with Hydra agents falling left and right.
I feel like this image has been parodied. Not on, like, to be funny, but like it's been copied. Oh, and I know it.
They do a lot. They do it a lot with some stuff. One thing I will kind of nitpick about, though, is a couple things. This one Hydra agent that is wrapping his arm around Cap's thigh.
He's punching the other one in the face.
No.
This
right here.
Yeah.
No, he's about ready to... Looks like all he has to do is just turn, and he can punch Cap in the balls.
Easily.
But he's just, like, straddling his leg. And then this other one has got a gun pointed at Rick Jones' head.
On the left?
Instead of just turning it a little bit to shoot Cap in the thigh. Oh.
It reminds me of that.
Okay. That's a good point.
Sorry. I'm showing the original artwork poster from Star Wars. It's A New Hope, where Luke is holding his arms up.
That's a good pose.
Right around the same time.
Does that mean that Rick Jones is the Leia?
Yep. That would add up.
Actually, it's not around the same time. It was...
70 what?
It's
77 is...
77 is Star Wars.
Yeah.
This is 69.
So this would have been
around the same time. 10 years.
My child is 11. Pretty sure that's a big difference.
No.
She's totally different now than she was when she was one. Just saying.
It's a valid statement.
All right, so... Cap yells at Rick to grab a gun. And so Rick does it because he's going to listen to Cap finally. And he tells them that once... I need to get clear, but once they're all by the motorcycle, shoot the gas tank. It's full of explosive fuel.
Isn't fuel explosive anyways?
But it's special explosive fuel.
Oh, special.
Yeah. So Rick does it. It blows them up.
Boom.
I would say it kills them all.
I would say it's a good call.
Do you see the layout of that?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That I like that, where it all says boom.
And the figures are in the holes of the letters?
Yep. Except for the M, because...
Well, right.
I will also point out that they are defacing cemetery property. Cap is the worst. No, just kidding. Madame Hydra is the last one left. Before they... can take care of her, they want to check on the Avengers, make sure they're all right. So they, I guess, open up the coffins. I mean, bins. And they're just there, like they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I find this funny, though. So Rick yells at Cap, behind you, right near that crypt, watch it, she's up to something. And we go to her, and she is, like leaning up against this tree, all distraught.
I failed, I've lost everything.
Oh, yeah.
And now, according to the Code of Hydra, my life must be forfeit.
But before that, shoot some rockets.
Hunter missiles. I've never heard of Hunter missiles. But apparently they can do 90-degree angles in the air. Because they apparently shoot at them.
And then they dive into the...
They dive into the... This is what they say. Okay, so they're guided by the heat of our bodies. They fall into these open graves... So that their rockets will fly overhead.
It's colder.
I get that. What about the Avengers that are sitting in their coffins on top of the ground?
They're technically warm.
Exactly.
Because they're not dead.
They just passed out.
It's like the hibernating frogs. Their body temperature is way lower than the standard.
Sure. We'll go with that. Regardless, they jump into the hole, the missiles fly over top of them, and go back to Madame Hydra herself. As she's standing by her crypt, and it blows up the crypt, killing her. I'm using air quotes because she doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like how the one coffin right in the forefront, you know, says RIP. Yeah. And then we finish up this issue with
Rick.
Well, he's in Bucky's clothes. I can't help it. Rick.
Ricky. Let's call him Ricky from now on.
From now on, the last issue. He's telling that we beat him, that we've won. Cap is like, it's never over. Like, the battle will never end, Rick. There will always be others. And then Rick asks what happened. Like, he saw Cap be riddled with these bullets. And he's like, I had to let them think that Steve Rogers was dead. Like, I
inflated. Can I read it?
Go ahead, please. This is.
That's the reason I inflated a rubberized figure dressed in my own helmet and shirt. It was that figure wearing a Steve Rogers mask, which you saw fired upon and hit.
It
doesn't make sense.
Exactly,
because it's rubber; it can't move. And he was like flipping in the air.
No. He threw him off. Apparently, threw him off. And he was in a diving position. However, the one guy did say that he crumpled up. So, I guess that could have worked. But the point being, where was this rubber figure
in his belt. It was an inflatable rubber figure. It's like Batman's little
no, Batman makes tool, sense. Tool belt. He's got like tools for everything.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam West. The bat shark repellent.
Yes.
It's a hold on my leg.
I'll tell you more about that later.
Okay. But so Cap is like, I needed to everybody to realize that Cap America was dead so that I could live. You know, now I can be Cap, but I can be somebody else. I may not be Steve Rogers anymore, but at least I have a secret identity again.
Right.
And that's where we end the strange death of Captain America. I enjoyed the book, or the arc.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I will say I have read the arc after, which was the introduction of the Falcon. And the Red Skull shows up, and I had a tough time getting into that one. But that's... I've already got an episode on that one. You guys will see in the future. No, this one was really good. Introduction of Madame Hydra. Rick Jones becoming the new Bucky. Rick Jones is a piece of work. But no, this I really enjoyed this issue. What were you guys' take on it?
I enjoyed it. It's my first one, so...
If I'd known it was your first one, I would have had this one be the first one you read. I'll show you my collection. You can pick out something.
I was like, Rick Jones is an idiot.
He is. Yeah.
Overall, I liked it. I mean, it's more amusing to me to just watch or read these old issues and see the differences.
Oh gosh, man!
And it just makes me chuckle.
Well, and
but I did. This was easier for me to follow than the Thor one that we did.
Was it good? Good.
Probably because I know more of the backstory of Captain America.
Okay.
Than I knew of Thor in general.
And that's fair. And I remember I had a great time with that Thor issue.
Yeah.
Just because it was so off the wall. But that is, I have to attribute that to the time period.
Right.
Like, I'm used to everything, like we were talking about earlier, being so, I guess, cut and dry and put, everything's out in front of you, what's going to happen. And they spell it out for you. Versus now, it's like you have to make the connections of why they're doing this, mm-hmm. and they're having fun with it,
right?
And it's a blast.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.